Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I think you want to know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
I've started Ted Lasso.
Me
and the wife started Ted Lasso.
Yeah, How many episodes in are you?
We're on the second season.
Do you love it? You've waited through the first season already.
We've been jamming through them. Yeah. It's so good. Yeah, I'm actually really, we're loving it so far.
The first season, the episodes are a little shorter, I think.
They are. Yeah.
They're getting a little longer,
plow through them pretty easily.
I did feel like that last season, they were long.
Really long.
There was a lot for them to, that's the thing. It was weird when they went down, like I thought the Jax thing was weird because I was like, oh, this is the new direction the show will go. Okay. And then it didn't.
Right.
What? That, okay, well, they had to do something.
But I do like, I like that they sort of explore. I like all the characters.
You know who I really liked? Is it Rebecca?
Oh my God, I love her so much.
The owner?
I just love looking at her.
She's great.
So I saw a couple things. One of them was, she was talking about how when she got cast, they said to her, they were, because she's tall. She's almost 6 foot. And she's much taller than Sudeikis.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how tall is he? He's not a short guy.
No, but he's not tall.
Right.
You know. So she was like, I'm not going to get this part. And he was like, yeah, we want her.
Oh, he's 6'1". It's taller than I thought.
Oh, really?
Listen, though, put her in heels and she's got
She was saying she thought she wasn't going to get the part. And he had no problem with her height and wanted her to use all of that, and it was interesting.
She is like, she's a great, booming woman.
She's a woman of power.
She's a
for
woman.
Sure, yeah.
I love the parts where, like, she looks in the mirror and she's a little girl, and she goes, I love that.
I love that. Yeah.
I love the way she's like, I loved when they're at the table and she goes, what are you doing? Stop it. Stop it right now.
You bunch of little boys.
And all those grown old men have turned into little boys, and they're all sitting there, and she just lets them have it. You're going to take something that people love.
Don't, though. Don't spoil it for anyone, because that is such a powerful scene.
We're not recording this.
I guess
we're recording.
No,
you didn't.
Oh,
you didn't.
Spoiler alert.
There was no spoiler.
I didn't put a spoiler alert at the front of this.
Okay, but I have no idea even what you're talking about. So
I didn't even think we were on.
No, you were being vague enough.
Yes, it was
vague
absolutely. Enough. Yeah. No, there's some, that final season, they did a brilliant job.
Can you bleep the whole part?
No, I like it.
It's great.
Let me tell you my favorite part is when Roy Kent makes all these jokes and he's like, who the fuck have I become? I hate this. He keeps on going.
I like when every time the guy from The Independent stands up, he goes, better Trent. Replacement Trent, funnier than Trent. New guy, better than Trent.
And there's three or four seasons.
Three.
I love Trent in the last season. Trent is perfect.
Yeah.
Well, Trent's a guy, too, as an actor. I think he was very fringe, and they turned him into a real role.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he has a real part
because
in this thing.
The guy they cast was really, really great. Like, because his arc is super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was like, F this guy.
Yeah.
It's a secret show, right? Fuck this guy.
Kind of a villain.
Yeah. Yes. And then for him to be doing what he's doing in the third season. Oh, so good. Right. God, Ted Lasso's great.
Okay, we got
to
move on. Read the thing.
All right. Sarah,
I didn't know Sarah we were on. So
secret
sorry.
Show
well,
for
we never do know.
Tuesday, June 27th. I don't know. We just get rolling and then that's it. Mm-hmm. So yesterday I started with this. You can send an email along. Bryn@RadioAlice.com. That's BRYN@RadioAlice.com. Anything. Whatever. If you have a little story you want to tell us, a little experience you had, a terrible problem, something that you're up against. This, I'm going to tell you this right now. This is a real problem. So there are people who will be able to relate to this. And there are, even if it's not a family member, you know, it'll strike a chord because.
You're saying it's a downer, though.
It's a terrible, terrible situation. So I read you a little bit yesterday. This person has clearly got a good attitude and has their shit together and really likes us. So, of course, they're amazing.
Okay.
So I'll just quickly read through that. But I do want to say, you know, send it along. Whatever you've got, some days we'll go for the dark thing, you know, and try and find a way around it. And I'll be interested to hear what everybody has to say about this one. So here we go. Dear Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and Alex, I've been an avid S&V listener for years. I love Bryn and Alex. I feel incredibly connected to both Sarah and Vinny. If I could blend them together, that would be me. Like Vinny, I grew up in Irvine in San Diego, and like Sarah, I'm in my 50s, happily married, two boys, one an engineer, one a musician. Remember this from yesterday? Mm-hmm. Most comforting thing for me is how Sarah makes me feel better about married sex. I like this part. Sarah, thanks for normalizing, which is most likely happening to women in their 50s all over the world. Okay, here's the problem.
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I have a brother who is 8 years older than I am, who has been suffering from bipolar 1 disorder. Well, they say bipolar and then there's an I disorder. Anyways, bipolar, since he was 13 years old. He is a brilliant person, graduated from UC Berkeley and got an MBA at Harvard. So this guy got his shit together. He's got bipolar disorder, but he's brilliant. His illness was somewhat under control through his 20s and 30s, although he did have episodes of hospitalizations here and there due to his unwillingness to stay on his medication. We were wrecked as a family when he would wander off on manic adventures and then show up again and claim he no longer was bipolar. My mother, father, brother, and I spent endless hours and tons of money bailing him out of trouble and housing him when he needed a place to stay. 10 years ago, when he was in his early 50s, His life really spiraled out of control. Our dad was hospitalized with dementia and he couldn't handle it. He disappeared. And while living on the streets, he committed several crimes such as breaking and entering, theft and assault, which resulted in his incarceration in California and Arizona. This happens to so many with mental illness. So heartbreaking. So this happened in, what'd you say, like 10 years ago?
That her dad died?
No, yes. 10 years ago when he was in his early 50s, that's when his life spiraled out of control.
Okay.
My family has not seen or heard from him since 2014. Until 3 nights ago.
Oh, no.
My doorbell rang at 9:15 p.m. and when I looked out, there was my brother on the porch. My husband and I opened the door to see a man who was a shell of who he once was. So this guy's got to be in his 60s now. My husband and I, here we go. He told us he was recently out of jail and has been living on the streets. He maintained that he was no longer bipolar, said he was not interested in following the rules at the shelters, and did not want to be on medication. He looked 20 years older than his age, spoke very slowly, and had a lot of confusion. His illness, prison, drugs, or who knows what, had chipped away at him. I was shaking the entire time we were speaking. It was incredibly sad to witness and very upsetting, to say the least. This is where the advice from you comes in. My husband and I told him we were not comfortable having him stay in our home because he's not on medication. My family made a collective decision years ago. We no longer feel we should go to great lengths to help him when he's unwilling to remain under treatment, especially since he has had violent episodes. I gave him cash, offered him food, water, socks, shoes, and a sleeping bag, but he only accepted the cash. We convinced him to go to a local shelter to get help from trained professionals, and my husband offered to give him a ride. As they drove toward the shelter, my brother changed his mind and said, take me to a park a few miles away. So that's where he landed. It's been 3 days, and I haven't seen him again, but I'm feeling so terribly guilty about the entire situation. Plus, I'm nervously expecting his return. I feel sick. Do you think I should have offered to let him stay? Am I selfishly turning my back on my big brother because I just can't repeat the same terrible pattern over again? I feel like I'm not courageous or kind-hearted enough, like I'm a horrible sister. Please tell me what you think I should do if he returns. Thank you, Alice fam. You're the best advice giving. You are the best at advice giving. Can't believe we're such a good advice giver. But of course, you already know that. Be well and have a good summer. Sincerely, S. I know. So heavy. Well, you've pushed your seat back, so I guess you don't want to go first?
No.
I'll say what I feel. I feel that pain. It's very heartbreaking to hear all this. And I get it, though. You can't help people who don't want the help. And I'm sure this person has gone through this multiple times trying to help somebody who won't accept the help. Like, you can't force somebody to do something or to help to change their life for the better. So putting down those ground rules, like, you need to take medication if you want to stay at my house, is acceptable.
Yes.
Although it'll break your heart the whole time. Go ahead, Sarah.
No, that's...
Yeah, I have family members that are going through the same thing. And I am very close to that. I grew up with him. And they come by and I'll help with what I can, but they're on drugs. And, you know, there's only so much...
Well, they're not on prescription drugs.
They're actually on drugs, yeah.
They're in the throes of their addiction.
Right, exactly.
Self-medicating.
They're right. Self-medicating
they're
is what I meant.
They're not taking, like, you know, things that are going
to... But it's just another problem that I want to help them with, but I need them to want it for themselves. Otherwise, I can't. Right. I'll help you for the time being. You're going to be back to what you're doing before. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, I understand that you probably feel shitty about it and you're feeling like you might be selfish, and you kind of are, but you have to be for your family, for your household, and for yourself. And that's all I have to say.
Are you ready?
No, I want to hear you.
Well, I recently lost someone who was this guy. And he wasn't, but he was an addict. I mean, your brother is a diagnosed mental illness and so needs to be on certain medications. I don't know that it's exactly the same thing, and I don't know what his drug situation is, but my good friend that, you know, John grew up with and has been a friend for, you know, pushing 40 years, is just an alcoholic who cannot be helped, has ruined his life in so many, and is brilliant. The guy's a literal rocket scientist, like a physics guy. And just has been homeless for years. And the thing is, every time I help him, it fucking bites me. I pay for hotels or for whatever the thing was. I'm doing it. I'm finally getting my shit together. And finally, I just started saying, just tell me the name of the hotel and I'll book the hotel room for you. Because this random sending you money thing just isn't going to work anymore. And no, I'm not going to vouch for you in court. I'm not going to do that. You haven't shown me anything that makes you... Now you get off the hook for this other thing and you turn around and hurt somebody else. Like, I can't be that person. And he recently passed and it's... But I feel like he wasn't my brother either. So it's different. I feel this person's pain. Because if it was my brother, maybe I would have felt obligated to do more. But I feel like I grieved him years ago. And that person that I grieved is gone. And that person is, you know, your brother is, like you say it in this first thing, he's a shell of who he was. It's selfish, but you've got a family to take care of. And this guy is... I don't even know how to really put it into words. It feels so, it's like a harsh thing to say, but some people are just beyond help. And you're only endangering yourself, your family.
And she said it, she's done this.
So many times.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't, you know.
Doesn't justify anything to make you feel better.
No. Well, it is your fucking brother the whole time, you know. All right, Vinny, ready?
Well,
I see you're listening forward now.
No. You bringing up addiction is a good point because the streets are filled with both of these people. People with severe addiction problems and also people with severe mental illness. The streets are filled with them.
And
I don't mean just San Francisco. I mean...
The world.
That's how this ends up. And it is heartbreaking. And honestly... I wish I had good advice for you. The truth is, I've on many occasions thought, just right here in San Francisco, because we work here. We're here all the time. And you see a guy walking down the street with one bare foot and one sock on, that's barely, you
and
know.
He's yelling at a tree.
And like you're like, what? Where's that guy's family to come and rescue him? But what we're talking about is what she's talking about. They've rescued that person 1,000 times and they finally went, we give up. So I don't know that that our society will ever come up with a good answer for this problem. I don't know that we will. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, you cannot. I think. I don't even want to say it into
just
a mic.
It.
I think we should force people to stay on their medication. That's what I think. I think that a person that is this dangerous, that's capable of criminal activity, I don't know if we have a way to do that. I don't know that we do, but it does.
All of that costs money. The medication costs money,
well,
and now we've got to provide
it. So do the jails that are
it,
filled
yes.
up with people who have this problem, or the streets that are filled up with people. Mm-hmm. So where are we going to spend the money?
Right.
The problem is, in America, you have rights, and if you say... While you're, you know, okay, that I don't want to take that, then people can't force you to.
They can't hold you down and force you to take it.
So
like
it's
a dog.
It's a pickle. I mean, that's a silly word to use, but honestly.
It feels like an unsolvable problem. We have this conversation at my house all the time, like about, you know, the whole homeless thing. Like, where do you spend money that can effectively, because I don't just want to house people or just, you know, put a Band-Aid on stuff. Like, I don't think you can, I don't think some of these people can be saved. So what do we do with them?
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
So I honestly... Bryn and Sarah both said it correctly, which is you have to look after yourself and your family, your immediate family, the ones in your house, the kids that are could come into contact with your brother in an episode. You can't have that.
No.
So you have to do what you've done. You've done the right thing, and it's gonna. And unfortunately for you, even us saying you've done the right thing won't take the guilt away. But if he won't take his meds... and you can't make him, all you can do is what you did, which is you gave him some cash and you took him to wherever it was
where
he wanted
to be. Right.
And you're done. And so now he's in a park somewhere. And that's what the streets are filled with people who have this, families who have this same person in
all
their
those
family.
All the people that are wandering the streets out there have a family somewhere who are like, I can't, I don't. Because that, it's selfish on his part, too. Like, you're taking over someone else's life. If caring for you becomes a family member's job, very thankless job, because you don't want, you're not taking the care, it's just a, you've ruined another life. There's another life you've ruined.
Well, if she were single with no kids, there might be a different answer.
Maybe.
But if you are someone with a husband and kids and a job and a lot of responsibilities, you have to take into consideration what bringing him into your home would do to all of that.
Well, he would become this thing that you were dealing with at all times and always worried about. And that's not a way to live. You've done what you can. Your family has tried. It is a tragic fucking story that happens not just in America, all over the world. And you've done what you can. And you've done what you have to keep your immediate family safe in the meantime.
I mean, I've thought about the problems that our cities face, not just San Francisco, but all of them, and certainly in Santa Cruz, too. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to people who say, I just watched a guy shoot up in his eyeball.
Jesus.
Well, that's because, you know, people out on the... And I watched a guy as I was driving to our secret show. He was covered in a blanket and barefoot and filthy. But the street is where he lives.
Yeah.
So he's home. That's where he lives. So he was sort of just standing there looking at a car. And I was like, what's he going to do to that car? What's happening here?
Mm.
But he's just a guy who's probably either an addict or has mental illness.
Yep.
He's got all day to fill.
I'm just going to stare at this car for a while.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't. Probably nothing was going to happen to the car. But that's what that guy was doing at 10:45
right in the morning
on a Saturday morning. It's awful, but I short of making people take their meds, and I like the other thing I've thought about is you catch a person who's an addict using, I feel like rather than constantly not knowing what to do after rehab for 30 days, you're jailed basically. But if we keep finding you on the streets using, then you have to keep getting sent to rehab till it takes. And I know that sounds like, whoa, who's going to pay for all that? But who's paying for all the other stuff that's going on out there in the streets, including the car break-ins? And this guy committed crimes because not only does he have mental illness, but he needs some money.
Yeah. Needs to get more drugs.
Or whatever.
Right.
So I don't know what the answer is. No, luckily, no one's going to, vote me into charge of anything. But I do feel like at some point, either we're going to be held hostage or we're going to start holding them hostage and saying, I'm sorry, you keep coming up in the street with a needle in your arm, you're going to rehab again. And you're going to stay there against your will for 30 days. And hopefully, at some point, these repeated merry-go-rounds through rehab will get you, it'll sink in and you'll realize this is your chance. You're away from it. You can't do it. Here's your shot.
Yeah, a lot of people just have given up on themselves. They just mark time until they get let out, and then they just go right back to it.
I agree. There's plenty of people who
don't expect
anything of themselves.
Right.
Therefore,
they don't even want to. They're just like, no, this is it. Till I go. Till I kick it.
So
heartbreaking. I'm sorry for what you're going through. I really am. But you should know that you've done what you can for him. And yeah, we can't alleviate your guilt, as you said, Ben, but it's not solvable. It's not.
As long as he can say, I don't want to take my meds and I don't have that problem, then there's the problem.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm sure people will have responses for this.
I hope they do.
Bryn@RadioAlice.com. And I'll do something. Oh, tomorrow V. Hale's on the show. That'll be super fun and light. I like it very much.
I'll tell you what, if someone's got the solution to this, let's elect them.
Yeah. Right. The problem, I actually think that the person who's going to have the solution is going to be a really, really harsh solution.
Well, that's just like what I just said. Like, honestly, round them up. Get them on their meds. Just keep doing it till it sticks.
Yeah.
You can't live in the streets on the sidewalk. You can't. That's
not allowed, right? We don't allow that.
It's funny. When I was a little boy, it's not funny. None of this is funny. But when I was a little boy, if you sat anywhere for too long, they'd come. You're loitering. Mm-hmm. Get the hell out of here. Move it along. Right. Now that's loitering.
I live here.
Yeah, this is my house. You can't tell me what to do.
You move it along.
Right.
This is the entrance to my business. Oh, well. Right. So cozy. All right. Have a great day, you guys. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The end.